Unit 6. When was it invented? Section A. Activity 1B. Listen and match the inventions with the years.
Was your life very difficult when you were a kid?
Oh, not really. Why?
Well, you didn't have modern inventions like a telephone, right?
Of course we did. How old do you think I am? The telephone was invented in 1876. You need to take a history class, Alice.
How about cars? They weren't invented yet, were they?
Yes, they were. Cars were invented in 1885. My family had a car.
Well, did you have a TV?
No, we couldn't afford one. They were expensive in those days. The TV was invented around 1927, I think.
Well, I know that you didn't have a computer, because we learned in school that personal computers were invented in 1971.
You're right, but I have one now. Section A. Activity 2A. Listen and number the inventions 1 to 3 in the order you hear them.
Hi, Carol. Wow, what are those?
Hello, Alex. Oh, these are some of the interesting inventions that I'm writing about for my English homework.
I see. What's that, then?
They're shoes with lights. You use them for seeing in the dark when you get up at night.
Oh, that's a cool idea. I always hit my toe on something on the way to the bathroom at night.
Next is a special ice cream scoop. This is my favorite invention. It runs on electricity and becomes hot.
I know what it's for. It's used for serving really cold ice cream.
Yes, that's right. The last invention I'm going to write about is shoes with special heels. You can move the heels up and down.
What are they used for?
Well, you can change the style of your shoes. You can raise the heels if you're going to a party, or lower them if you're just going out for shopping.
Section A. Activity 2B. Listen again and complete the chart below.
Hi, Carol. Wow, what are those?
Hello, Alex. Oh, these are some of the interesting inventions that I'm writing about for my English homework.
I see. What's that, then?
They're shoes with lights. You use them for seeing in the dark when you get up at night.
Oh, that's a cool idea. I always hit my toe on something on the way to the bathroom at night.
Next is a special ice cream scoop. This is my favorite invention. It runs on electricity and becomes hot.
I know what it's for. It's used for serving really cold ice cream.
Yes, that's right. The last invention I'm going to write about is shoes with special heels. You can move the heels up and down.
What are they used for?
Well, you can change the style of your shoes. You can raise the heels if you're going to a party, or lower them if you're just going out for shopping.
Section A. Activity 2D. Role play the conversation.
Hey, Roy. The subject for my school project is small inventions that changed the world. Can you help me think of an invention?
My pleasure. Let me think. I know. The zipper.
The zipper? Is it really such a great invention?
Think about how often it's used in our daily lives. You can see zippers on dresses, trousers, shoes, bags. Almost everywhere.
Well, you do seem to have a point.
Of course. I thought about it because I saw a website last week. The pioneers of different inventions were listed there. For example, it mentioned that the zipper was invented by Whitcomb Judson in 1893. But at that time, it wasn't used widely.
Really? So when did it become popular?
Around 1917.
Section A, Activity 3A. Read the passage quickly and match each paragraph with its main idea.
An accidental invention. Did you know that tea, the most popular drink in the world, after water, was invented by accident? Many people believe that tea was first drunk about 5,000 years ago. It is said that a Chinese ruler called Shen Nong was the first to discover tea as a drink. One day, Shen Nong was boiling drinking water over an open fire. Some leaves from a tea plant fell into the water and remained there for some time. It produced a nice smell, so he tasted the brown water. It was quite delicious, and so one of the world's favorite drinks was invented. A few thousand years later, Lu Yu, the saint of tea, mentioned Shen Nong in his book, Cha Jing. The book describes how tea plants were grown and used to make tea. It also discusses where the finest tea leaves were produced and what kinds of water were used. It is believed that tea was brought to Korea and Japan during the 6th and 7th centuries. In England, tea didn't appear until around 1660, but in less than 100 years, it had become the national drink. The tea trade from China to Western countries took place in the 19th century. This helped to spread the popularity of tea and the tea plant to more places around the world. Even though many people now know about tea culture, the Chinese are without doubt the ones who best understand the nature of tea.